This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
No matter how you identify, whether it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, genderqueer, asexual, whatever your label and however you express yourself, you're always asked stupid questions by people. And sometimes you laugh it off and give an honest answer. Other times you bite your tongue, and sometimes you just get over it because there's no reason to be asked a stupid question if they took some time to stop and think about the person they're asking it to. Rachel Taylor-Jones explores what not to ask when talking to members of the LGBTIQA communities.
In April this year, Brisbane Uber driver Subi Gameda was fined $300 after asking his 25-year-old female passenger how she had sex. The question came after Gameda questioned the girl on whether she was married, and she told him that she was a lesbian. He was initially convicted on deprivation of liberty charges, but without enough evidence to prove the allegation that he had detained the woman for over an hour, he was finally charged under public nuisance laws for his invasive personal question. Whether it's driven by bigotry or coming from a place of ignorance, most people in the LGBTIQA+ community have been asked inappropriate questions over and over again. So, in the name of public education, we are dedicating the next 60 seconds of our broadcast to recap the topic of what not to ask. From the top. Do not ask a lesbian.
So, how do you two have sex?
The inclusion of a penis is not a requirement for satisfying, gratifying sex. If you think it is, you're probably doing it wrong. Do not ask a gay man.
Do you wear women's underwear?
Being gay means you're attracted to men, not that you secretly want to wear uncomfortable frilly knickers. Some gay people cross-dress and some straight people cross-dress, and that's cool, but you don't need to ask about it. Do not ask a bisexual person.
Which do you prefer, really?
Some bis are in relationships that look heterosexual, some are in relationships that look queer, some are happily single, some are looking for love, but they're all still bi. Do not ask a trans person about what's in their pants. Unless you're bumping uglies with a person, their junk is none of your business. Do not ask an intersex person.
What does intersex mean?
Instead, take it upon yourself to do a little research. That's what Google's for. Do not ask a genderqueer person.
Why can't you just use normal pronouns?
If you feel inconvenienced by being asked to remember a person's pronouns, imagine how inconvenienced they feel about having to have this conversation again. Do not ask an asexual person.
Are you sure you just haven't found the right person yet?
Yep, they're sure, and no, you can't volunteer. If you are faced with an LGBTIQA+ person and you think you've got a really clever, original question about their body, their sexuality, their gender, or their underwear, consider whether you'd be comfortable asking your grandma the same question. If she'd think it was inappropriate or rude, chances are, so will the person you're about to insult. This explainer will be available as a podcast episode of The Informer. Why not head to your favourite podcast platform and download it to your phone so you have it on hand to play back to nosy Uber drivers, inappropriate relatives, or anyone else who needs educating on what not to ask.
How long have you been gay for? When did you find out? When did you come out? Not all of us come out, so I didn't really need to come out. I was just me and then just confirmed that I was to people.
So, like, people asking me, so do you like the penis or do you like the vagina? Like, what do you like? I just like the person.
How long have you realised you were, or because it's kind of innate, it's sort of a part of your self-actualisation. It's always been a part of you. So it wasn't just like you clicked on. Anything to do with people transitioning and anything that you wouldn't really want to be asked about yourself. So anything related to genitalia, they're still a person. They want to be called by their new identity, their confirmed identity. You don't need to know what's happening between their legs because they have a brain, they have a heart, and hopefully they have a personality as well.
Look, it really comes down to understanding the trans person themselves. You need to really understand the person delivering the message you're trying to get. For me, I'm very open to all kinds of things, but each question is very triggering to each person. So it really developed that relationship with them. Keep it professional. Until then, you wouldn't ask things like, you know, do you have genitals that are matching, whatever. I said, but at the end of the day, it's you have to choose your audience. And people might not agree with that, but that's how I operate.
Which one of you is the boy in the relationship? Which one of you wears the pants in the relationship?
What's amyl? Does it hurt?
I think for intersex people, what bits do you have?
Yeah.
What's going on down there? Why are you different? What's in your pants? It's not anyone's business.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.